Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston, North Dakota. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Western North Dakota. I'm your host, Sean Wenko, Executive Director of the Williston Economic Development Office, and today's guest we have here is John Lyle. He is the owner and project manager of SNB Drilling. John, great to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
So I got to ask, how did you end up in Williston, North Dakota?
It was a downturn, early 2015, late 2014. I'd already had two family members laid off working the rigs down in Texas, and I was looking at getting laid off working derricks for H&P. And we had identified a need up here for foundations and helical piers in particular in the oil and gas industry to support infrastructure. So we started out up here shortly before I got laid off. So I'd go pull a hitch on the rigs. I'd come up here and work. Then I'd go home for a week. And actually, as I was heading home one day, Friday the 13th, February 13th of 2015 is when I got laid off. And this became my full-time passion.
You know, it's funny. I've heard this a couple different times today that, you know, a lot of people thought when things slowed down in 2014, it was like, lock the doors up here, everything's dying, things are going into foreclosure, and it couldn't be any further from the truth. And like people like yourself are saying, no, we were coming up here because there was work up here and there was opportunity to be found up here. So it's great that you bring that up. Now, you're pretty familiar with, you know, communities that are associated with the oil and gas industry, but, you know, when you heard Williston, North Dakota, and you're from the outside looking in, what was your initial thoughts?
My initial thought, to be completely honest, I had the opportunity to come up here and work for my pusher at the time on the rig I was working on, and it was no. I mean, that was my opinion of the matter, because I had a home. I was living in Grand Junction, Colorado at the time. And I was pretty happy with what we had going on. And my opinion was no. But, you know, when the opportunity presented itself and it became a necessity, it was definitely a yes. And I'm glad that it was.
So what was the conversation like? You go home and tell your family, we're going to move to Williston, North Dakota. How did that go over?
That didn't happen for a year.
Okay.
When I first got up here, January of 2015, like I said, I didn't get laid off until February of 2015. The entire year of 2015, I probably saw the family about 6 weeks. We stayed up here. We worked. We were trying to establish the company, things like that. It was really rough. Some of it was attributed to the downturn, but it was also attributed to our sales abilities and really learning as entrepreneurs how to manage a business. So just a lot of lack of knowledge and ignorance, and we had to learn the hard way.
So you come up here, you've got your family up here now, you've come up here full time. Let's get into SNB Drilling. Why don't you explain a little bit about what your company is and what you guys do?
So what we do is primarily helical pier foundations. Some people call them screw piles or pins, things like that. But it's an alternative solution to concrete foundations is what it is. The problem up here in North Dakota in particular is with the freezing that we get every winter, you've got heaving and then you've got settling of soils, your topsoils, which also leads to tipping and tilting in some of the foundations and structures on these oil pads. And it leads to safety-related issues and cost for going down for maintenance and things like that. So we can improve the longevity of a well pad just by putting these foundations underneath a lot of these things. And that's primarily what we do up here. We've actually expanded down into Midland recently, and we're covering the Delaware and the Permian Basin, and they have similar situations down there, except it's not due to freezing, it's due to the high sand content in their top soils. So they'll have erosion of their actual foundations, because a lot of their stuff, they'll just sit on concrete and then sit directly on top of sand. And that sand just gets eroded and blows away over time, and then they end up with tipping and tilting, things like that.
So with SMB, then, so let's say you're just getting started, you come up here. How do you, you know, I'm curious, how do you start building the relationship with the industry? Because obviously, I can't imagine you show up and everybody just says, yep, we'll give you the business.
No.
What did you guys do?
So the very hardest thing that we had to do was establish relationships. And we didn't learn that for, must have been 9 months. We were up here trying to figure out why aren't we working. You know, as we had one good MSA with one good operator. And we had identified their need and come up here to work specifically for them. And that was our foot in the door. And once we'd established operations with them, we had a good trend going where we could show, hey, this is a good working product. We're doing a good job. We know what we're doing. But it was establishing those relationships. We didn't quite understand. We thought, I don't know what we thought, to be quite honest with you, but we figured, you know, that people would start coming to us and we finally had to figure out we have to go out to people. And we reached out to the community. We started getting involved in the community. We became members of the API, NDPC, the Chamber of Commerce here in Williston, the Builders Association here, and several other organizations that we joined. And that's how we met people. And we started volunteering our time. We started volunteering our services, things like that. And word got out. And then before you knew it, we weren't chasing down clients. Clients were coming to us saying, hey, we need you out here. And it took us a good 9 months, I'd say, to figure that out before the ball started rolling for us.
You know, I get that question a lot. People, they'll call the office and say, you know, I want to get a contract with one of the bigs in the industry. How do I do that? And you hit it right on the head. I said, well, you know, first off, you've got to have boots on the ground. And then you've got to work hard to maybe establish one client.
Yep.
And do that job very good for that one client. And then it kind of snowballs from there. And you've kind of, you know, hit the head of the nail there that, you know, that's kind of what needs to
absolutely
happen. And getting involved. I can't stress enough how well that someone needs to be out and involved in the community. I always say, if you're part of the community, you got to work some way to give back to the community. Yep. You guys, you know, really do that. What was it like, you know, when we talk about API builders, the other organizations, you guys walk in, you start becoming members. Were they pretty receptive to you guys coming through the door, or what, you know, what was the conversation?
Very much so. So one thing that I noticed when I came up here in particularly was that the older generation of oil field guys, for the most part, were really receptive to the new innovative techniques that we were bringing into the field. Helical piers, they're not a new technology. They've been around since the 1800s. In fact, there's a lighthouse off the coast of Florida still standing today sitting on helical piers. But it's new to the oil field. We're able to say, look, man, we can save you time, we can save you money because you're not waiting on cure times. And that seems to be the biggest factor for us, is dealing with good, receptive guys in the oil field that are willing to listen to us and listen to our new techniques and technology and bring it in on board for them.
You had made this comment about you have your competitor, but you don't cut your competitor down because it's bad business practice. I mean,
absolutely,
you just look at ways that you can do something better that maybe they can't. But again, I just always appreciate that, because you just, you know, at the end of the day, you're not trying to undercut them or cut them down whatsoever. You're just trying to, you know, the end game is who can do the best product and they're going to get the business.
Absolutely. And there's no reason to play ball like that, to be completely honest with you. There's enough work for both of us to have a good, you know, a good paycheck to take home and support our families and be profitable in what we enjoy doing.
So where do you see in terms of Williston? Where do you think Williston's going for the future?
It's just going up from here, to be quite honest with you. Everything that I've seen happen was, hopefully it was predicted with a lot of hope and ambition, and things have just continuously turned out really good for us and the community here in Williston.
Yeah, you know, I think so too. I talk about this a lot. I was born and raised here. I moved away, came back in 2008. And, you know, being in the development side of things, I'm sold on Williston because I work it every day. I see the value and the benefits in the future of what's going to happen in Williston, North Dakota. And I tell people, you know what, when you're talking about commodities, yes, sometimes it's going to be up, sometimes it's going to be down. But in the end, it's all going to have a nice curve kind of going up, where we're going to see some good growth coming into Williston. And I really believe in the future here for Williston. If I'm out there, I'm an entrepreneur or developer, and I'm looking at getting into this market, what's the one best piece of advice you would give?
Reach out to the community. I really would, because I've seen... briefly, I've seen some negativity and from some people in the community, and to be completely honest with you, I think it's just because people don't reach out and surround themselves with good people. If you reach out, you talk to the community, and you actually get involved with the community, you'll see that this is a great place to be. It's a great place to grow a business, great place to raise a family.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I look at here for families and stuff, we're just seeing a tremendous shift in the demographics for this community. And I think I'd mentioned this earlier, was, you know, birth rates are going up, school enrollment's going up. It's just going to be a good run from here. So anything, you know, with you, John, on the entrepreneurial side of things, what's the next great idea for you? Anything outside of SMB drilling? You got anything on the horizon you want to share with us?
I've got a couple of ventures I hope to dabble in. You know, I'm talking about some real estate stuff and things like that as far as personal ventures. I've looked into some different restaurant things and whatnot, but I haven't committed myself to anything 100% just yet.
Well, we could use more restaurants into this market. We get that asked quite a bit. Yeah. You know, we could really use a really good brew pub. So if you ever get an idea for that, you just come in and talk to us, and we can work with our Small Business Development Center. So we have John Lyle. John, thanks again for talking with us today. And I also want to thanks for listening to today's Williston Works podcast. This is brought to you by the City of Williston. If you're a developer, business owner, entrepreneur, or site selector, and would like to learn more about the opportunities in Williston, please give us a call, and we'll help you make it happen. Like and subscribe for more podcasts and to learn more about Williston at WillistonDevelopment.com. I'm Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office, and we will see you next time.